The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic in numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,952, which is an increase of 35 cases since yesterday. The new cases reported yesterday, including those marked as probable, which bring Blaine County's case count to 497, Twin Falls County to 165, Lincoln County to 24, Jerome County to 48 cases, and Minidoka County to 11. Cache County remains at 12, Gooding County remains at 9. Statewide, 17 of Idaho's 44 counties have evidence of community spread. I felt bad because when I saw that, I realized that I've only been listing off like 4 or 5 counties that have had indications of community spread. And that includes, you know, Blaine County and Twin Falls County and Jerome County, and I think Lincoln County. Don't hold me to that. But it's like a third of the state now is confirming community spread. So instead of going through each county like I have been, I'm just going to give you a number. 17 of Idaho's 44 counties have evidence of community spread. There have so far been 60 COVID-19 related deaths in the state. 173 COVID positive patients have been hospitalized. Of those 173, 73 of them have required admissions to the ICU. The good news, though, is that the spread of the virus has slowed quite a bit. And so far, 1,087 Idahoans have recovered from a COVID-19 diagnosis. Governor Brad Little's stay-home order expires on Friday this week, at which point Idaho will move into its first of 4 stages in reopening the state, which will allow for churches, daycares, organized youth activities, and camps to reopen. Stage 1 will continue to prohibit visits to senior living facilities, jails, and correctional facilities. Stage 2, which gets underway on May 17th, will see a lot more businesses open up, including restaurant dining rooms, indoor gyms, recreational facilities, hair salons, things like that, will reopen on May 16th. Bars, nightclubs, and large venues like movie theaters will remain closed until the latter stages. I believe they come about on Stage 4. Again, Stage 1 gets underway May 1st, Stage 2 gets underway May 16th, Stage 3 on May 30th, and then Stage 4 on June 13th. Just a quick reminder, and a lot of this stuff is just reminders. If you're still waiting for a stimulus tax relief payment, you can check the status of it online at irs.gov/coronavirus. I also have that linked under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. And a quick reminder for parents with children entering kindergarten in the Twin Falls School District this fall, you'll need to submit your children's paperwork and enrollment online this year if you haven't done so already. You can do so by visiting tfsd.org or by clicking the link under the Brock in the Morning links at hot100now.com. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, let me know. You can send that info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or email it to me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep, everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.